So we're continuing today, Meretz Hashem, in Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 3, the 7th Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar Ish Bartosa, Omer Elazar, from Bartosa, said as follows, Tein lo mishalo, give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give God that which is His, Sha'ata v'shalcha shalo, for you and whatever you have belongs to Him. Him with the capital H, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chim David Omer, so too, by David it says, Ki mimcha kol umiyadcha nasanu loch. As David HaMelech writes, for everything is from you, and from your hand we give to you. First statement to the Mishnah. So let's analyze for just a moment. So the Bar Tzedek, excuse me, the Rabbeinu Yonah writes over here as follows. He says, what does this mean? Zemendaber bein le'inyan gufo sha'adam bein le'inyan mamono. He's talking about this is true with a person's physical resources and material resources. In other words, let's say your physical strength, your abilities, your kohos, your skills, and your material wealth, that a person should not go ahead. You know, sometimes a person is asked to contribute either of their time, their skills, their abilities, or their money to some greater cause. And a person kind of pauses for a little bit and says, well, one second, you know, I worked hard for this money, or I worked hard to develop these skills. I'm not exactly sure that I just want to give it away. It's an understandable perspective to come from, but it's only understandable if you think that what you have in life is yours. So if you think your money is yours, and if you think that your skills and your abilities are yours, then you have this havamin, you have this idea that, okay, I can decide where, you know, should I use it for some higher purpose or not. Rabbi Elazar comes along and says, one second, just understand everything you have and everything you are in life is because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the skills you have, while you may have worked to refine them, ultimately you didn't create them. They come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's number one. Number two, your money, you may have worked hard ultimately again to acquire it. But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you. As such, always make sure that if you are called upon to share of your material resources or your personalistic resources for some higher purpose for Klal Yisrael, always be giving, for the simple reason that always remember everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Such a beautiful idea. Next, Rabbi Shimon says, HaMahalich Baderech V'Shona, if a person's walking on the road and he's learning, He's reviewing his learning. In the middle of reviewing his learning, he stops, he interrupts his learning, and he says, Ma no'a ilon zeh, what a nice tree. Or Ma no'a nir zeh, what a nice field. Ma'ala alav akosav kilim ischai benafsho. He is considered as if he is liable for his own life. In other words, it's as if he's taken his own life. So a very strong statement. What does this mean? So the Rabbeinu Yonah explains something very interesting. He says, Ki ba'ot sha'adam shona, ein lo la'siach sichas chulin. On a basic level, when a person is learning, he should not be engaging in frivolous chatter. Ki tzarech la'amod be'emo u'b'ir lefnei Torah. So when a person is learning must be undertaken with a certain level of reverence. And therefore, again, if you're sitting, you're in the middle of learning. Well, not sitting, you're walking, you're reviewing your learning. To stop your learning in the middle and to say, what a nice tree, that's an inappropriate interruption. I think on a deeper level, what Rabbi Yonah is also trying to convey is focus. You know, if you think about it, one of the hardest things that we struggle with, I think many of us contemporarily, is staying focused, staying on task. Right? There are so many disruptions and there are so many things that interfere with our concentration that often it's hard to stay on task, right? You remember, yeah, we all have days like this. You know, you're working on something, your phone bings, you know, and it's an email or it's a text or it's a WhatsApp, you get involved in this, and you can shut off your notifications, but at the same time, you know, you have to avoid the Yitzhahara to look and to examine and to see what's going on. What the Mishnah is saying, what Rabbi Yaakov is saying is, if you're learning, if you want to be successful in your learning, and we say learning, your spiritual pursuits, if you want to be successful, then at the end of the day, you must be dedicated and have singular focus. Without focus, nothing gets done. So you're learning, and you say nice tree or nice field, that's great. Maybe one of the points that you're appreciating nature, coming closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but you're not remaining on task. And the secret is, or it's not a secret, the recipe or the ingredient for success in life, in whatever it is that you're embarking upon, whether it's your spirituality, whether it's your career, whether it's your relationships, is singularity of focus. The ability to be singularly focused on the task at hand and not to get distracted. Person wants spiritual growth. A person wants excellence in Torah. Ultimately, again, singular, non-distracted focus. You know, in the world of learning, there's a concept of ritzifos. There's a concept of not just, you know, saying I learned for an hour, but setting aside an amount of time, even if it's 10 minutes, where I learn uninterrupted. Uninterrupted. And you'll see, by the way, it's difficult for us to maintain long periods of time of ritzifos. But if a person conditions themselves, and by the way, it doesn't just have to be with learning, but imagine for anything, imagine you're home with your family, and you know what? For 30 minutes, I'm not checking my phone. For 30 minutes, I'm not getting on the computer. For 30 minutes, I'm just going to be present. When I'm learning, you know, for 20 minutes, when I'm, okay, maybe I learn for an hour, but for 20 minutes of it, I'm not getting distracted by anything. That ability to learn beretzifos, that ability to maintain a singular focus, conditions us not just for spiritual success, but for success in life in general. Okay, we'll stop over here for today. Shkoyach, everyone, have a great day.